And they're going very well. We just finished our 35th rehearsal last night, and we're ready to hit the stage. Sunday, we move into the theater, and from there, it's all downhill, so to speak, to an opening coming up on Thursday, the 23rd of February.
You count them. You count the rehearsals.
Very much so, yes. Everything is planned out so that we peak at the right time, so to speak. But 35 of 43 rehearsals, three-hour rehearsals. So general rule is you put an hour of rehearsal into every minute that you're going to be on the stage to make sure the show is ready.
Interesting concept. Interesting concept. Yes. Is that your concept, or is that something that you've learned, Kevin?
I learned that many years ago. I think I've been doing theater for over 50 years now, and you pick up these little tricks of the trade, so to speak.
How different or how similar is You, Me, and a Bit of Driftwood compared to what you've been involved with before, Kevin?
I'll tell you, this is probably the most different, challenging show I've ever been involved with, and that's because we are embracing some new tech ideas in this show. Not only, of course, is there sound and light, but in this show we have a 10-foot-wide screen, 7.5 feet tall, that becomes part of the show because the screen introduces us to characters in Rose and Cooper's journey through Zoom calls, through FaceTime calls, and when the screen's not being used for those, it actually illustrates what's in the backyard of their home. So something entirely new for me, and quite frankly, without Dan Herrick, who's our film and technical production lead, we could not accomplish this, but it's going to be something groundbreaking for OSLT.
Which I think foreshadows the topic a little bit. This has to do with the isolation, as I understand it, and the disruption during the COVID-19 shutdowns.
Exactly. It's a wonderful, warm drama about Rose and Cooper's journey together, living through the COVID lockdown. And, of course, as with every good story, it's not only about the events, but the characters that we meet as they go through lockdown. Their therapist, who quite frankly would drive anyone to seek therapy. their parents, who make them question whether they're still sane. Best friends, who make Rose think twice about what's happened in her past. Really interesting characters. A great storyline. The author, local author, Sam Colwell Castles, has, I think, written a beautiful story, a great script, and all the actors having a tremendous time developing the characters that she has given them on paper.
Your dates, we're doing this a little bit in advance, and we're going to check in with you again, Kevin, just before opening night, but tell us about the dates and where people can get tickets for You, Me, and a Bit
of
Driftwood.
Opens Thursday, February 23rd, runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. Then the following week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so it closes on March the 4th. You can get tickets by going online to roxytheatre.ca or give their box office a call.